I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 3rd, 2020 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Kathleen here. Mr. Fry.
Here.
Mr. Hayner.
Here.
Mr. McManus.
Here.
Mr. Richardson.
Here.
Ms. Bell.
Here.
Mrs. Whitehall.
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome the visitors in the back to our City Council meeting. Do you happen to be students? All right, if you've got any questions as the meeting goes on, raise your hand and I'll try to answer them at the best time. With that, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Capellini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There are copies of the agenda on the side tables. Item three is additions to the agenda. I have no additions to the agenda tonight. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add scheduling a finance committee meeting, please.
We'll make that 9C.
And that's it for me.
Other members of City Council, any items to add?
I would like to add a scheduling of an employee communication.
We'll make that 9D. Other items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford? Mr. Schroyer? Chief Snorr? Mr. Aller? Mrs. Brining? With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda for tonight's evening is approved. Agenda item four is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 21st. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes from Sylvania City Council meeting held on January 21st, 2020 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from the meeting on January 21st, 2020 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. We're on to agenda item five. We are pleased to welcome into the council chambers Danny Fuller of the Fuller Art House. She's given us a proposal at the request of council through Mr. Sanford to prepare the next step of user outlines and reviews for the use of the new city logo, which is displayed over there. We have stopped all printing and manufacturing of the logo, waiting for council's decision if you wish to enter into this contract. It is beyond the scope of the original work, but you have in your council packets the proposal that was put together by the Fuller Art House, and perhaps, Danny, you should review it for them.
Based on the fact that I did hand over a brand new logo for and then you have realized that the original ask for the logo, color, design, but didn't lead into all the areas where you guys are going to be utilizing your logo. Those samples, you can list major needs up front. That number is based off of, mayor and my goal and job, measuring things out, making sure they're found and that we're doing so we can set up the number. I do believe it's beyond that. We can do a lot of nice things, but I also put a number on that, so my hourly rate is beyond being a show.
What is your deliverable as a part of your contract?
Okay.
What is the deliverable? I believe it's a notebook to describe what your deliverable is.
I think that will clear it up for you. I know we've been conferencing before, and we're going to look at it as
So, just a point of clarification, the items that you list here would be included in that $6,200 estimate, or...
That is the list that...
And then if we wanted anything beyond that, it would be $50 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your suggested secondary role. Can you explain what your intention is there a little bit more?
I think just in the initial phases, there are a lot of questions that go back and forth between the producers and the creators. And I would love to get into all of those conversations that I possibly can. They're familiar with design, investor, CMS colors, everything down the line. And I think sometimes when there's a middleman that isn't well versed in that stuff, it can be a little confused. And then ultimately the job comes back to me again. So, I would like to be involved in that role. I think as I build the handbook, I'm putting those phrases and that information down. So whoever is the middleman beyond me will have the ability to give me some language. But I think initially, I would like to be personally involved in this conversation.
So you've used the word initially, so you don't mean forevermore.
Well, I don't think
My worry is about the cost associated. I mean, is it, you know, is there every email that comes through you're charging 15 minutes for? I'm trying to kind of think through that.
The secondary part is included in that list.
Okay.
I want to just get you guys
to the right place. I do think I'm not speaking on behalf of other council members at this moment, but I am really excited that we have this opportunity to have consistency across the board. We've spent the time and the money and the effort to develop what is a fabulous logo, and I would hate to see it not incorporated throughout our community in a way that gives it the professional look and sends the important message about the good things we're doing in a consistent way.
And I think that's what I'm trying to do. I also feel like
Go ahead. Ladies first.
All right. Danny, so I have two questions for you. The first one is, I know some of these are going to be more generic guidelines for future usage. I mean, like signage on buildings, you can't do all that up front, but something like the business card, will you just be designing the business card design?
Yes.
Okay. And then the second question I have is, to set ourselves up for the future, we don't, as far as I know on staff, have access to Illustrator or other vector-based drawing software. Would a part of this include setting us up on like a free Canva account or something so that if we needed to quickly make something that was graphic, we wouldn't, you know, Laura or whoever's working on it would be able to quickly access the logo and the color scheme and the fonts that you'll be recommending and the font sizes and all that?
I'm not familiar with Canva.
Okay. Essentially is what that would be. And it makes it so that if we needed to make a quick poster for something we're making, all of the elements are already there, ready to use, so that we don't have to come to you every time. It's just a step up from like using Word or something else, and there's a free version. But anyway, it's been useful in many nonprofits I've been a part of.
Exactly. I think the only thing I would say in talking to them, like everyone did get into and creating a very simple for peer learning.
Mm-hmm.
Much better, exactly. I have no creativity.
I think that my hope is to set you up so strong that yes, we can do that, but also knowing it's the big appeal it has to all the women who are on the
cost.
I'd like to set you up for that. So it means something like that, but I would almost include you guys as a contractor, and not everyone be able to do that. So I think that's good.
Well, I know you definitely have the talent to help us with that.
So, Danny, secondary role, you indicated that you would continue to offer that as part of the $6,200. How long do you envision? I mean, you know, somebody 6 years from now is still asking you for help. What's the expiration date on that, on the sell-by date?
The expiration date is once I get
to
that list.
Okay.
Then I
And how long do you anticipate the work, the creation of this notebook that you're referring to, how long do you think that would take?
I'm hoping no more than 4 to 6 months total of putting it all together. There are some things we can get done immediately in another way. There are other things, I mean, I've not looked at so far in a while. So I, you know, just getting out and going down and measuring some things. How does this look balanced? And, you know, again, it's those things I haven't really considered, but when we get into it, that's what I do.
And Mr. Sanford or other members of the administration, are there items on this list that are more critical from a time perspective than others?
I before the meeting, I talked to Danny about this logo replacement up here. As council has mentioned, that they might want to have a press release in front of the new council logo, and that does not get made overnight. So Danny and I already discussed it about what the background color should be, what the logo color should be, what it should say underneath it, whether it should say City of Sylvania or Sylvania City of Trees or whatever. She's going to work on that one first, hopefully even before you pass your ordinance. Because that one will take a while to get done. Kevin will solicit a proposal with the shop drawing for it. She can take a look at the shop drawing. I'll look at the shop drawing too. I'm pretty sure those are four from five cameras.
No, not that
all of the okay, it doesn't have to match that at all. Not at all. That just was the that was just the proportion of that logo.
I know as a new council member, I'm eager to get my name tag and business cards as I'm making new connections and going to a number of new meetings.
We actually do have some business card printed that you can use in the interim. Mr. Camper has some examples of it.
Maybe answer one question. Did the office type things that's for my interest in clothing and some of those other things? Kevin's key talked about signed on the building, the wayfinding sign, because that's a big project of Kevin's attention. And that's voted as something new. As the mayor said, I think this is the way to get that done here. That's kind of a new
building. And Danny, the business piece, how long would that take? for business cards and letterhead and... So that's a couple hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And making sure that you do that. If someone that you can see that on that, or ever how you guys, because I do, if you go ahead, or if you're driving cars, or whatever,
You know, I think it might be placed in a committee that actually does the right, like, employment relations or something like that might make some sense so that there's a body that you just know who's probably ready for somebody to look at. Doesn't need to be all of town going.
But I think, as an example, you know, you have the CEO and then over, and then you have the CEO and I think that the CEO is working, you lend itself to more rectangular than the CEO itself. When the building is in the car, there's a balance of halves or two-thirds and thirds to get into, but I'd like to think that I have some professional input on that, and I'd like to be able to get some input back to me that kind of helps us for a reason to do it for the whole
I think that we can identify the right place to go, and I think that's very possible. Now, I would like to put a motion on the table that we ask administration to prepare legislation to advance the service description for the new logo with Fuller Art House.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Direct the administration to prepare legislation to award this contract to the Fuller Art House. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will have that legislation for you in at the next council meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And Danny, that next council meeting is not 2 weeks from tonight. It's 2 weeks from Wednesday because of President's Day. It's a week from 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Right.
It is Tuesday the 18th. Thanks. All right, moving on to agenda item 6. This is for a sanitary sewer line extension project on Acres Road. Mr. Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a project, a very short project, on Acres Road, obviously. It's only about 140 foot extension of the sanitary sewer. We have two homes that, approximately 15 plus years ago when the sanitary sewer was constructed up there, the sewer was not brought across their property. Their leach systems are failing. We've been in conversations with the health department and the property owners, and they have requested that the sewer be extended. We've estimated the cost of the project to be just over $15,240. We are recommending that cost be split among the two property owners, and so they would be assessed approximately $7,600, and that we would provide a payment term of 20 years for them to pay that assessment should they choose. They can pay it off when the project is complete if they want, but the office must be paid. We would recommend approval of the resolution of assessment.
Questions for Mr. Allard? Hearing none. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move or introduce ordinance number 5-2020. Members having the council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only, declaring it necessary to improve the city of Sylvania, Lucas County, Ohio, Acres Road by installing an 8-inch sanitary sewer line. and other related appurtenances to 6024 and 6038 Drew Road, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 5-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 5-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 5-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 5-2020 is approved. Moving to agenda item 7, you have in your council packets a petition for zoning ordinance amendment ZA1-2020. This is for a zoning change at the south end of the South Friar Shopping Center, an expansion of the parking lot, which with tequila in there, they certainly can use all the parking they can get, but they're not going to use it all for parking. They're perhaps adding 10 or so parking spaces, and they're proposing the construction of a 3-unit building on the remainder of that property. That property a few years ago was an eyesore, still not a great property, but it was a one that we had to encourage to be improved. This again, you have a site plan of it right there. You can see for yourselves how that works out with the expansion. They are in effect dead ending the shopping center by putting that 3-unit building on there. When I first read the title, I thought, oh, they're going to come and they're going to extend farther on that property. They're not. They're building three-bedroom units. And this is for referral to the Planning Commission. Mr. Hainem, any questions?
No, this is a big improvement.
It's definitely a big improvement.
Yeah. I would move that we refer application number ZA-1-2020 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer ZA-1-2020 to the Plan Commission for their recommendation, their study and their recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 8. Is proposed ordinance 7-2020. Some of you attended the Tima Cog annual congress last Monday, and while I was there, there was actually a table sponsored by the Lucas County Board of Elections, and they were in Wood County for one thing, but I went around to the tables and they course recognized me and they said, hey, we've got something we'd like the city of Sylvania to consider, and that's what you have in front of me. This is something that I believe Lucas County does, and I believe the state of Ohio may do. It is permitted by state law. It is for public employees to be able to take election days away from their government jobs and serve as a poll worker. As you know, poll workers are in short supply. And it's a long day. It's not an easy day. There's a training session that they have to go to do it. And what the proposal is coming down from the state of Ohio and through Lucas County is that our employees be able to do that as well without losing a day's pay, without taking a day of vacation, to be absent from their jobs. Now, I've discussed this with staff, and like the Lucas County proposal here, would only be open at this time to our non-union employees. Union employees are governed by their contracts. That's the way it's set up in Lucas County. And we would also try to put a stipulation on it because we are short-handed in many offices around the city, that I can't have somebody taking a day off and the phone goes unanswered or the door is locked and people can't come in and apply for a zoning permit or pay the utility bills or something like that. So they're going to have to work with their coworkers so that their job is covered. But I think this is from my standpoint, is worthy of your consideration. Mr. Richardson, you might want to refer this to your committee. I'm sure they'd like to have it in place for the November election. That's the big one coming up. Yes, you do. But you might want to do motion to refer it to your committee.
I'll make a motion to refer ordinance number 7/2020 to the Employee Community Relations Committee.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to refer ordinance 7/2020 to the Employee and Community Relations Committee. I do know Lucas County does it. I don't think we've had a chance to check with Maumee or other Lucas County municipalities. They probably, if they were in attendance last week at FEMA COG, they probably got the same request. Good, thank you. There was a motion to refer it to the Employee and Community Relations Committee. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanum.
You mentioned the Board of Elections brought this to your attention. They have also brought to our attention a matter relating to our charter and the need to have a primary and how we...
I believe that has been referred to the Committee of the Whole.
Yeah.
And nothing has come out of it probably in the last few months. Their proposal is to make our municipal primaries and filing dates follow the same schedule as statewide elections. And I have verbally been asked that a couple times, and I am resistant to the idea. I think it's inappropriate for somebody that wants to run for the Sylvania City Council to have to think about it the December ahead of the election.
Right.
And that's pretty well blocking a lot of people's ways onto this city council.
I think the...
And it's for their convenience, yeah, not for ours.
Well, and it's also a potential cost item for the city if we needed to have a primary. If we file like we do in August.
We file in July.
It's a township. File in July, and we need to have a primary in September. I don't think that primary is free. I think we have to pay for that.
That's probably true, but in my tenure here, we have never had a city primary.
Right, which is means there another
been,
option.
There have been a lot of township primaries.
Yeah. Another option would be to eliminate the primary.
Okay, I take that back. There have not been township primaries. There have been general elections with eight or nine running for two spots. That was incorrect. City of Toledo regularly has primaries.
Yes. They frequently have...
We have not had primaries, and that you have to consider that whether you want, for instance, five people running for two city council positions, or like it's been in the township, maybe you'd have six or seven running for two or three.
Well, I know this isn't on the agenda, but I know we did refer it to a committee of the whole, and maybe we should schedule a committee of the whole and have that discussion. If we were going to do that sort of charter amendment, this would be a good year, a presidential election year with big turnout would be maybe a good time to do that. So maybe we should add that to our agenda going forward.
I totally support that, and I definitely feel that this would be the year for us to have further discussion on this. So we'll schedule a committee of the whole meeting at a different time.
And I'm not sure what the Secretary of State for the Lucas County Board of Elections would do, whether they're going to require unanimous participation of all the municipalities, can they force it on the townships? Because like us, school boards, cities, villages, township trustees, they want to move all those filing dates to the state dates, which are 90 days early, sometime in December. But the spring primary date varies for years. I can't give you the actual date.
This year was December 19th.
If I recall correctly, those township races don't have primaries.
They do not. You're correct. But they still will have the early filing date.
Well, the filing date is what... The thing that drives the board is not... And Dave Carmel had called me recently.
Okay.
About The thing that they're concerned about is the primary, not the filing.
So if we were able to waive the primary requirement, then we could still have a later filing date?
We could have the later filing date without risk of having the cost of the primary billed to the city.
All right, and I need to turn to the law director. Is this a charter change?
Yes.
That would be a charter change, which is a general election issue by itself.
Yeah, so they know it's a big ask. There is a side to it of being concerned about how we would react if we had, seven people file for three city council races and had to pay for a primary to eliminate one person from the ballot. So their concern is, I think.
So I think it would be helpful to get it to committee of the whole, where we can all get the facts. We're going to have a comprehensive discussion and move forward. So I'll stick with that at the right time. Meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry to get off the agenda.
I'm writing in right now 9E, schedule committee of the whole. Filing date. Mrs. Brining, do you remember ever having a primary in the city? I don't either, but that doesn't mean we won't get controversial and it won't happen. We could have five people run for mayor and you could have somebody elected with 21% of the ballot. So.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to get controversial here.
No, we had five people running for one judgeship.
Yeah, we did.
Of course, there's no primary in
that. No primary for that.
All right. I think we are done with agenda item 8. Your committee vote referral was taken, Mr. Richardson. So on to number 9, our biggest agenda item here. 9A is report of the Finance Committee meeting held back on January 23rd. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, there was a Sylvania City Council Finance Committee meeting held Thursday, January 23rd at 1:30 right here in the council chambers. The subject was to report on the results of the market analysis completed for downtown Sylvania by the Environmental Design Group. Present were Finance Committee members, myself, Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, Doug Hanum. Patrick Richardson was excused. Also joining us at that meeting were Katie Cappellini, Lindsay Stow, Mayor Stow, Chief Schnorr, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford, Sandy Huffman, and guests from Environmental Design, Michelle Johnson and Nate LePoe. At the meeting, Bill introduced the guests from Environmental Design. They provided an overview of the results from their market analysis study, looking at opportunities for downtown Sylvania. And they indicated to us that there are many good opportunities for infill and redevelopment. They looked at four things: population, access, income, and character. Sylvania rated well in all areas and is well positioned, in their opinion, for continued growth and success due to desirability. The study did indicate that Sylvania could use some more walkable space in the downtown area, perhaps a park, that would increase housing values and downtown property values. It may be helpful for us to look at the National Council of International Shoppers for ideas in terms of businesses to come to our area. Parking is a consideration and needs additional consideration for discussion. They did look at some comparable communities and suggested that council members certainly might be interested in taking a look at these as well, Hudson, Ohio, and Bexley, Ohio, who have a similar community feel. After the report, the participants who were joining us that day did break into two groups to brainstorm about ideas for development, infill, and redevelopment of existing space. After about 15 minutes, there was a report out. The environmental design team is supposed to get a formal written report back to council members, and they did not indicate to us when that would be, but hopefully not too long. That will complete the first phase of their recommendations, and the next step will include authorization for the next phase of downtown Sylvania redevelopment site plan if council decides to move in that direction. That meeting did adjourn at 3 p.m., and that's my report, unless someone else who was there has something they'd like to add.
Mr. Sanford.
Oh, Wes Paul, just to add that I do owe counsel, I think just everyone, Michelle that night mentioned a final report that's been done by the communities and the process of getting that, so when that is printed, I'll make sure that it gets a...
Mr. Sanford, do you think that she will incorporate the detail from the SOMO area, because so much of her report had caveats around that?
And I indicated by the letter that we want that information.
Agenda item 9B is report of Finance Committee meeting held at 7 o'clock this evening. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we did have another Finance Committee meeting tonight, February 3rd, 2020. At 7 o'clock, the discussion point was to discuss the 2020 funding request from Downtown Sylvania Association. Finance Committee members present were myself, Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, Doug Hanum, and Patrick Richardson. Also joining us, Katie Capellini, Lindsay Stout, Brian McCann, Mr. Aller, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Sanford, Mrs. Brining, Mrs. Booker, Mayor Stout, and guests Ray Betts, Frank Keiser, and Danny Fuller. So Ray presented a very nice introduction of the things that the DSA has done to help maximize our events and capacity in our downtown area. Some of the highlights that she indicated was the 25%. There's been a 25% increase in revenue on Redbird Night and at the Art Walk Night. The Farmers Market's new location seems to be going very well, and that the largest Dora sales are on Redbird Night and Farmers Market Night. So she had a series of other things to indicate the success that they've experienced thanks to the DSA and Redbird. The goal for her was to make a request that the city continue to fund DSA and to specifically fund them at $15,000 annually. City Council members asked a variety of questions based on her budget, specifically looking at income that seemed to have a huge variance from previous years, and the same for expenses that seemed to have a huge variance. And there was a lot of discussion around what the next steps should be in terms of the city's decision around this. The way we left that particular discussion is that there would be another Finance Committee meeting that would take a careful look at how we are making decisions for all of the community programs that we contribute funds to, and make sure that we're being consistent across the board. So we really felt that it would be important for us not to make a decision tonight just on the DSA, but rather to look more globally at all of our partners. The meeting, Mr. Hanum moved to adjourn the meeting. Mr. Richardson seconded, and the motion passed, and the meeting adjourned at 7:35. Any other comments?
The next logical step is 9C, to schedule Finance Committee meeting.
So I don't think that there's any super mad rush on this, to be honest with you, and I do think that it may be helpful to schedule this at a time when we've got a little more time rather than just before a council meeting, because I think it might need a little bit more discussion. So I would like to look at maybe the week of February 24th.
February 24th?
The week of February 24th, and wonder if there's any availability in those mornings, perhaps the 25th, 26th, or 28th, 7:30 or 8 o'clock meeting. Okay. Okay.
And there is a Sylvania Community Rotary Foundation Board meeting on the 25th at 7:30 a.m.
Okay. How about the 26th and 28th? And again, this is a Finance Committee meeting, so...
26th is fine, okay.
Okay.
Good with me.
Okay. Mr. Schroyer, good with you.
What time is it?
How about, it's 7:30 too early?
Yes. How about 8?
8 o'clock is fine. Mr. Schroyer, do you think we can
meet? It's better for them, too. They have to be here.
That's right. In the Finance Committee, the Finance Conference Room. All right.
Just so you know, that is the Access TMACOG session that we'll be having. If any of your Finance Committee is planning on attending that, that will conflict with that other event.
What is that?
Access TMACOG. It's one of their events to help get familiar with what they do.
Do you want to go on 28?
No.
No? 26?
Can't we cover that one without us?
Not that one.
Okay.
I was planning to go Monday and then...
Lindsay, what's access?
I think that's when they're introducing me to some more of their technology resources. I don't know if I'm going. I just have it in here, and I thought you guys might want to know that.
Okay. All right. So,
I'll look into it. If we need to, I'll send a representative to bring back that information.
Thank you. So I'd like to make a motion that we have a finance committee meeting scheduled for Wednesday, February 26th at 8 a.m. in the finance conference room.
Finance conference room.
I did.
Second.
That's all good.
Moved and seconded to schedule the finance committee meeting for Wednesday, February the 26th at 8 a.m. in the finance conference room. That would be Ash Wednesday in my date book. Don't think that's a problem. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda, I added agenda item 9D, schedule a community relations, employee relations committee meeting. Mr. Richardson.
Mr. Mayor, yes, there's been a couple board openings we need to talk about in addition to the ordinance number 7 that we discussed earlier tonight. So I was thinking we could look at something maybe early March, that way we can get that we advertise for some board openings. We had a BZA in the stage yard that we built. So if we could, does the administration usually handle advertising for the openings? How is that? Is that what we've been doing with?
Typically, we do not purchase advertising. We ask the Advantage to run it. And sometimes we even get it on a sidebar or a plate. We can talk to them as well, but I can't guarantee that.
Sure. I think the Advantage is fine. This is the first time I've done this in this committee. So, yes, if you get on our city website, the city Facebook page, the Advantage, that we'll be taking applications for opening of SAGAR and Board of Appeals. We'll schedule a meeting to interview those people. And then also talk about voting from the staff.
Would you like to have those statements of interest by the end of February then? Is that what you had in mind?
Yeah, that is what I had in mind. February 28th is. That gives a month for people to apply.
Okay. We will get that out. All right, I think he's going to schedule the next week or something.
Yeah, this is March.
So are we thinking about that?
Yeah.
What time do you want to do that?
5.
Oh man, that's Super Tuesday. Yeah, that'll be fine.
So we don't have any people.
No, you don't.
We only have two.
What time do you want to do it? 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And it has to be after work to get people on the CPR.
People work till 5. Wouldn't 5:30 or 6 be better?
The applications don't come into the 28th. That's only 2 business days to sign up. And let them know.
So how about we push the application date to get back?
Okay.
That's a good point.
That's good.
Do you think if we say that due by February 21st, that's not enough time to advertise it starting tomorrow? And that gives them 2.5 weeks?
Yes.
So how many times?
We have people call.
My problem, we can certainly get on our website and our Facebook right away, but the advantage is just went to press. So it's going to come out this Wednesday, and then there won't be another one out until the 19th or something.
But let's move the March date. Let's kick, why don't we kick that to like the 10th?
That's fine with me. One is there any concern about these boards being open to that line? No.
No.
I think if we put some of them forward to meet for March 9th, that would be a big deal.
We wouldn't put them on until. So.
The Board of Zoning Appeals, I don't think that's an issue. They meet rarely.
Yeah.
It's Sageard, and I don't, when is Sageard's meeting in March?
Sageard. For now, there's a planning meeting first Tuesday.
Of March?
Yes. And then the second Tuesday, mm-hmm. and then the board meeting, which is the year. And then the 24th, which is the three Tuesdays.
So we really need to move up the application date and get somebody to come in.
You know what? The advantage comes out on the 19th. If you have those applications due on the 24th, if it's been posted in other places, and then you've got your meeting on the 3rd, I think that would work.
That's a week, yeah.
If I could interject, Katie, it sounds to me like there's a ton of activity going on with Sageard. Is there, while I'm all for getting community participation on our boards and committees, is there anything that prevents additional personnel or one of us also being, bringing a second person on the Sageard with the level of activity and the kind of investments we're talking about?
I don't think there's anything, I don't know, I don't know.
Taylor?
I don't know whether the Sageard Charter or something has a...
These are public meetings.
Yep.
So, yes, you can attend them. However, the founding ordinance and the state legislation says it's one elected official from each of the three political or government organizations and three non-elected officials. So they can be on the board. We can only have one city elected official on the board.
That's why I was asking.
Yep.
So you can attend but not vote?
Well...
So you can attend, and if they let you speak, you can speak, but you cannot.
Right. Understand.
Okay. So you guys are going to do that. If there's no objections, I'm going to say that the applications are due by 5 p.m. on Monday, February 24th, in meeting time. That gives enough time for talking about, and then we will have a meeting of the employment meeting relations committee on Tuesday, March 3rd at 5 p.m. to interview anybody that we got applications coming, give us over a week to look at the applications. We'll interview people. Once the interviews are over, we'll discuss that. And then the next time, the business will be recording, which is 7. Could be a long meeting, but while we're all there, that is my proposal.
We're back March 3rd at what time?
5 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you make it as a motion?
I move to schedule a meeting of the employee community relations committee for March 3rd at 5 p.m.
Moved and seconded to set the community relations employee relations committee meeting to be March 3rd at 5 p.m. in council chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting will be posted.
Thank you.
And we can try to, we can actually put right into our release looking for people to say that, and council will be meeting at that date and time to review the applications. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Added agenda item 9E, schedule a committee of the whole meeting to discuss filing date primary changes. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think it would be helpful to schedule that before a council meeting. And looking at our next council meeting on February 18th, is that an option for council members?
I won't be here, but that's okay.
We could certainly hold until March 2nd. I don't think it's urgent.
That's fine.
Definitely not urgent.
Does that work?
Well, here's where I just look at the charter amendment provision. We have 5 members of council who recommend a charter amendment. We can do it. And is that the... What's the filing deadline? What would be the filing deadline for that? 90 days before?
Right. I believe it's typically...
We could maybe check with the Board of Elections between now and then.
That's what I was thinking.
And find out. So we have some time on that. And, okay.
I think we'll need a lot of details for that meeting so that we can understand what's coming in front of us and some of those deadlines. So does that March 2nd date work? And how about, I think 45 minutes? 6:45 to 7:30? So, and right here in council chambers. So I move that we hold a committee of the whole meeting on Monday, March 2nd at 6:45 in the council chambers to discuss filing deadlines and dates.
Second.
Moved and seconded to set a committee of the whole meeting for Monday, March 2nd, 6:45 in these council chambers for the purpose of discussing a possible primary date change. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll post that meeting as well.
Mr. Mayor, if I might, in regards to that meeting, it would be very helpful, at least for me, to have an understanding of what a primary would cost for in preparation for that meeting. Are we talking about 10 grand or 110 grand?
Not 110. I don't know about the 10.
It's a cost share arrangement. I don't know what it would cost.
And it is not unusual for that. Sometimes the school board elects to go on a primary date. TARDA might be going on a primary date.
So the answer is it depends. Could we at least get a range?
We will. Absolutely. So we will get the best information we can.
That would be great. Thank you.
I will also rack my brain and try to remember what the last charter election was. It's been...
The other question I'd like to know the answer to is if we have the option to just eliminate the primary. Okay, I don't know whether there's a special rule for municipalities or not.
I think that's what will take the charter change. I'm not sure that changing the date is a charter change.
Oh.
I'd have to read the charter. You've got it in front of you, and I've got it in the book here. But I suspect that it just says we will have a primary.
No, I don't have the charter in front of me.
And we don't set the dates of the primary anyways.
I printed off the charter amendment change provision.
Eliminating the primary is a charter change. I'm sure of that.
It is. And I think changing the date is too.
It might be.
And I think the other thing they ask us to talk about is changing the petition form. We have a unique petition form that's in the charter.
Yep.
And that's a problem at times. We can talk about it all.
Actually, Mr. Moan worked on that petition, and he had to follow specific guidelines on it, and it is...
And it changed.
Right. Yep. All right.
Let me talk to Jim about that.
Any additional committee reports at this time? Any committee referrals? We do have an informational piece from Chief Snorr. This is an update of those 4 different law enforcement funds. If there's any questions, I'm sure Chief Snorr will entertain those whenever you want to ask him those questions. If there are none at this time, Is there a motion to adjourn?
No motion.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tomorrow, on Tuesday, February the 18th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.